Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
Coming up on 5 Minute News. Suspect in Chicago parade mass shooting bought weapons legally. Rudy Giuliani and Lindsey Graham subpoenaed in Trump election probe. And UK PM Boris Johnson's government in chaos after senior resignations. It's Wednesday, July 6. I'm Anthony Davis. The man accused of attacking a 4th of July parade in a Chicago suburb bought his rifle legally, fired more than 70 rounds from a roof, and dressed in women's clothing to blend into the fleeing crowd afterwards, local officials said on Tuesday. The suspect, 21-year-old Robert E. Cremo III, surrendered to police on Monday, hours after the attack in Highland Park, Illinois, that took 7 lives and sent over 36 other people to hospital with gunshot wounds and other injuries. Police revised the confirmed casualty toll on Tuesday with the death of a 7th person who had been hospitalized after the attack. Among the dead were Nicholas Toledo, a grandfather from Mexico in his 70s, celebrating with his family among the flag-waving crowds at Monday's parade, and Jackie Sundheim, a teacher at a nearby synagogue. Officials told reporters the suspect had planned the attack for several weeks and fired into the crowd at random. At a news briefing on Tuesday, authorities cited 2 previous encounters between Cremo and law enforcement, an April 2019 emergency 911 call reporting he had attempted suicide, and another in September of that year regarding alleged threats he had directed at family members. The Georgia prosecutor investigating the conduct of former President Donald Trump and his allies after the 2020 election is subpoenaing U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, and other members of Trump's campaign legal team to testify before a special grand jury. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis on Tuesday filed petitions with the judge overseeing the special grand jury as part of her investigation into what she alleges was a multi-state coordinated plan by the Trump campaign to influence the results of the November 2020 election in Georgia and elsewhere. The move marks a major escalation in a case that could pose a serious legal challenge to the former president as he weighs another White House run. While the special grand jury has already heard from top state officials, Tuesday's filings directly target several of Trump's closest allies and advisers, including Giuliani, who led his campaign's legal efforts to overturn the election results. The special grand jury has been investigating whether Trump and others illegally tried to meddle in the 2020 presidential election in Georgia as he desperately tried to cling to power after Democrat Joe Biden's victory. Trump continues to insist that the election was stolen, despite the fact that numerous federal and local officials, a long list of courts, top former campaign staff, and even Trump's own attorney general have all said there is no evidence of the fraud he alleges. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was fighting for his political survival on Tuesday after Finance Minister Rishi Sunak and another senior minister abruptly resigned over the latest scandal to blight his administration. Sunak and Health Minister Sajid Javid sent resignation letters to Johnson within minutes of each other, in which both took aim at his ability to run an administration that adhered to standards. Signalling his intention to stay in power for as long as possible, Johnson quickly appointed replacement cabinet members. The resignations came as Johnson was apologising for appointing a lawmaker to a role in offering pastoral care to his party, even after being briefed that the politician had been the subject of complaints about sexual misconduct. Four other lawmakers quit junior government roles, while a trade envoy stood down and a vice chairman of the Conservative Party resigned his post live on television. The resignations come after months of scandals and missteps, with Johnson so far weathering criticism over a damning report into parties at his Downing Street residence and office that broke strict COVID-19 lockdowns and saw him fined by police. Javid said many lawmakers and the public had lost confidence in Johnson's ability to govern in the national interest. For many in the governing party, another allegation of lying and the explanation of a loss of memory only heightened their frustration with the Johnson administration, which some lawmakers say is paralysed by having to deal with scandals. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.